USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1 year ago, the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, sees violent confrontations between white nationalists and counter-protesters. In fact, one counter-protester died when she was run down by a car. This year, officials in Washington, D.C. are relieved after a face-off between white nationalists and counter-protesters did not result in any major violence yesterday. Police Chief Peter Newsham says they learned from the tragedy of Charlottesville.
You know, down in Charlottesville, the night before their rally, there were hundreds, maybe even thousands, that descended upon the city, and that could happen here as well. So, you know, you always have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And we were planned and we were ready.
Torrential rains are blamed for some big-time flooding in some Boston-area communities this morning. More than 8 inches of rain fell yesterday in Lynn. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.